The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a sizable crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind man, the son of Timaeus, sat by the roadside begging. On hearing that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have pity on me." But many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he kept calling out all the more, "Son of David, have pity on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take courage, get up, Jesus is calling you." He threw aside his cloak and sprang up and came to Jesus. Jesus said to him in reply, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man replied to him, "Master, I want to see." Jesus told him, "Go your way, your faith has saved you." Immediately he received his sight and followed him on the way. The Gospel of the Lord.
So for a number of years before my grand-aunt passed away, she lived with my grandmother in Pennsylvania. And much like good siblings do, they sometimes didn't get along, and they sometimes got on each other's nerves. My grandmother would often make points like, "Did you see that? Did you hear that? Oh, look at this." And she would raise her voice a second or third time, "Did you hear that? Did you see that?" No response. My grand-aunt, after some time, eventually confessed to the rest of the family, "She thinks I can't hear her. I just choose not to listen to her." How many times in our lives do we choose not to listen or to respond? I know most parents will oftentimes send many texts to their wonderful kids, "Where are you? Is your cell phone not on?" And there's no response. How convenient. How many times in our lives are our spouses trying to communicate to one another and something's just not getting through? All the time we have this means of communication and sometimes we don't listen. I know when I was younger, I was like, "Lord, just show me what to do." I was expecting the thunderbolts, the lightning, the voice going, "Do this." Wouldn't it could be convenient if every time that you needed a response from the Lord, "Yes, no, don't try that, stop asking for that, not yet." It would be very convenient, wouldn't it, if the Lord just went ahead and worked that way in our lives. Guess what? The Lord is working that way in your lives. Maybe the way the Lord is responding to us, maybe we just need to change how we're listening. I remember I was with some friends in college, and I said, "You know what, I really wish someone started an organization for Catholics to do more social things, not just go to church together." I was like, "Yeah, just really, it's terrible. Why didn't the administration, or why won't someone do this?" My friends just turned to me and said, "You are the church. Go do it." I did it. Much for their happiness. But sometimes we sit there and go, "When are things going to change? When is so-and-so going to change? When are things going to be different?" And Jesus is calling each and every one of us. When is the church? When is Jesus going to do this? You are the hands and feet of Jesus. You are the church. And that's the calling that we hear in the first and second readings. You are called to participate. You are called to respond to God. Bartimaeus is a blind man on the road, and he notices Jesus is coming. He's alert to Jesus and calls out, "Jesus, take care of me." The Lord calls him up and is able to receive. But you notice something. This is something really interesting. The blind man doesn't stay where he's seated. He gets up and goes to Jesus. Sometimes we wonder where God is in our lives. Have we opened our doors lately? Have we turned our phones? Have we stopped blocking Jesus' phone calls and our phones and our lives? We do this all the time. Jesus is not going to come down and bring a mob and break down your door. He's not that mean or obnoxious. God is not necessarily going to bound down the, go ahead and, pile through the doors. He doesn't do that. He waits patiently. Are you leaving the light on? Is the door open? Are you inviting the Lord into your life? And then if you are you having a conversation and growing in that relationship? I know sometimes in our world, we just watch the TV. We listen to the news on the radio. We watch it on the internet. And you're like, oh, this is so terrible. Could things get any worse? My brothers and sisters in Christ, you are being called by God. If you are looking for a call from God, here it is. This is the Lord calling. Please respond. So you can't say you never heard the Lord spoke to you. The Lord is calling each and every one of you to respond to God's love. We will sit there and watch what's going on in the world. Just turn on the news and see what happened in Pittsburgh. The tragedy at a synagogue. This is how bad things are getting. What are we doing to create peace in the world for our brothers and sisters who are different than us? I know that's a real challenge. We like people who like the Dodgers. But as soon as we're starting to love the people who love the Red Sox, it's getting a little uncomfortable now, isn't it? I know most of you guys are probably not the Dodgers fans because they're watching TV right now or at the game. Or you're just here for a last-ditch attempt to pray for something miraculous to happen. Keep praying. You're going to need a lot more than a prayer. Who knows what will happen? But there's something more important than the Dodger game. I know I'm disappointing you all, but the Lord is calling you to do something and to respond. And I'm looking at each and every one of you. And you're just like, Father Christopher, what am I going to do? I don't have the time that you do. I don't have much time. But I don't get to go to your office. I don't have to deal with your clients. I don't have to deal with your family every day. There are little opportunities each and every day to build peace and love into your day. As we're getting closer to All Saints Day this week, reminder, Holy Day of Obligation. Words like to call it Holy Day of Opportunity. We are reminded by the saints, and we are also reminded by those who have gone before us, that holiness is not just a call for a few, but for each and every one of us. Each and every one of you is called to a life of holiness. And you're like, Father Christopher, I'm not going to be traveling to another part of the world to do missionary work, although maybe I'll look at that trip that they're advertising. Maybe I should try that. But maybe here in Pasadena, you can spread the word of God. And I'm not saying start knocking on people's doors, giving out Bibles. It doesn't hurt, but be nice. But I'm trying to say is each and every one of you has an opportunity just to spread the gospel. You may be the only gospel that someone experiences. And you can't say that, I'm not holy enough. The Lord picks out the tax collectors and sinners. So we're all in good shape. But the Lord is calling each and every one of you, regardless of what you can and cannot do. We all have gifts and talents that can be put at the service of other people. We all have the ability to smile and ask, "How's your day going?" Is that really hard? That's easy, isn't it? You know, maybe as you're leaving Mass, maybe you say, "I don't know that person that was sitting in front of me. Let me introduce myself. Hi, I'm so-and-so. I haven't talked to you in a while, or I haven't seen you. I've never met you. Let me introduce myself to you." There's some practical things. You know, maybe let's try to be a little bit nicer to the teachers. You know, they're having a hard time this time of year. All the grades, maybe just throw a little extra, you know, "How are you?" And teachers, maybe throw a little extra patience with the parents. We're entering into the holidays, and we can't just say that Christmas only happens once a year. It should be every day. Our goal in our lives is not just to sit around and wait to be nice once a year, or just on that one occasion. You have that opportunity today. So please, my brothers and sisters, don't say, "I didn't hear the Lord tell me that. I didn't hear the Lord call me." The Lord calls each and every one of you. Here's the sign that you've been looking for. Go love your neighbor and love God. Use the gifts and talents you have. Be a saint today.